Archer's Omnibus for the week 31st October to 5 November 1999.
Do me a favour, Tom, and dry these pants.
Leave them, they'll dry by themselves.
Oh, come on. You've been like this all weekend, and you've had an extra hour in bed.
Yeah, big deal. I've got a lot on my mind.
I know you have, but that's no excuse for not doing a bit of drying up.
Okay.
The tea towel's there.
I've got eyes.
Don't get at me. I'm on your side, remember?
Sorry. It's just... Well, having this hanging over me all weekend, I'd have hoped it'd be over by now.
It's not easy for any of us. No wonder Mum and Dad went over to Gran's. Take their minds off it a bit.
I wish the judges at least started something up. Might have got some idea what I was in for.
This time tomorrow it could all be over.
Yeah, and I might be behind bars.
Will you stop looking on the dark side?
I can't think of anything else.
That's because all you're doing is sitting around moping.
Look, I'm drying up for you, aren't I?
You need to get on and do something. Oh, why don't you go and see Neil?
What's the point of expanding the Wiener production?
If I'm inside. Honestly, you should hear yourself.
Helen Archer, Little Miss Sunshine.
If you don't want to see Neil, what about going helping with a bonfire?
Might not be here.
Tom!
What are you going to do?
I promised Linda I'd go down to the village hall and do a bit of set painting.
What?
It's better than sitting around here thinking about things. Why don't you come and help?
I can't paint.
We're only going to be whiting out the backdrops.
Perhaps I will go and see Neil.
Great. That's about the first positive thing I've heard you say all weekend.
Look at this. Piled up any old hoe.
Well, people use bonfire night as an excuse to get rid of their rubbish.
Oh, I don't mind that. I just don't see any point in having a fire that doesn't burn right.
Yeah, that's true. Some of this stuff's a bit wet, though.
It'll burn if we build the thing properly. Get it lit and the hot air going up the middle.
Yeah, lovely. Sausage and a baked potato, a pint and a decent bonfire. What more could you want?
A few fireworks.
Some kids do watch you.
I do hope you've checked to see there are no hedgehogs nesting under there.
Afternoon, Mrs. Snow.
Bonfires are just the sort of places they like.
Yeah, we've already had Alistair and Daniel wanting us to have a look.
Good.
So we'll be very careful.
They've done so well to raise their little orphans.
Yeah, nearly ready to let them go, according to Daniel.
As long as they wait until after the 5th of November.
Hey, you know Bert's looking for you.
Yeah, something about the scenery for the panto.
Yes, we're meeting to go through all the backdrops. Unfortunately, I've been a little delayed. An aromatherapy client.
That dad, is he?
No. One of the secretaries where Robert works, actually. I've treated her 3 or 4 times now.
Oh, didn't realise you were building up a business.
Oh, no. I'm still in training, so I don't charge as yet.
Oh.
But it is flattering when people make regular appointments. I'd better get on, or Bert will wonder where I am.
Right.
Bye!
Bye, Mrs. Snow.
Bye! Oh. Where's all this chipboard come from?
Woodbine Cottage!
Oh, yeah, of course. Bert and Frieda are well settled in at the Brookfield bungalow, ain't they?
Yes, a lot more convenient.
Not so much chance of a lorry going into your front wall. Any idea when Jason's going to get it all finished?
Oh, I've no idea. It wouldn't surprise me if Jason didn't know either.
We could do with some more stuff to hold it up, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Might be able to help there. I got some contract fencing next week.
Oh, some old fence posts would be just the thing.
Now we've got some stuff up at Grange Farm. Shall I nip home now and fetch it?
Ooh, yeah, if you like.
You can come and give me a hand.
Hey, this isn't some scheme to get me to help you clear up your yard, is it?
As if. I'll get it ready, and when you've done what you can here, you can come over and help me load the trailer.
I can't sort this lot out on my own.
You won't have to. There's someone here to give you a hand.
Huh?
Enjoying your freedom while it lasts.
Not very funny, Eddie.
All right.
Oh, Tommy. How are you?
Oh, I was looking for you. Susan told me you were here.
You're just the person Neil needs to give him a hand.
Actually, I was wondering if we could talk about the pigs.
Yeah, if you like. You can help out here at the same time.
Oh, okay. Does all this need shifting?
Yeah, we're trying to build it properly now.
Can't seem to concentrate on anything at the moment. Shifting piles of wood's about all I'm capable of.
You're bound to be worried about tomorrow.
Alf used to be just the same when he was waiting for a verdict.
Eddie, I thought you'd got some wood you wanted to get ready for the bonfire.
If I don't bring it down today, I might not get time during the week.
Well, I'll come and help you load up the trailer before it gets dark.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you.
I wish you didn't think it was so funny.
Oh, He doesn't. He's just not very subtle. Now, what was it about the pigs? Here, help me get this old chair out of the way, will it?
Oh, this'll never burn.
Looks to me as if someone will have to take it down to the tip.
Well, you know Howard Friends wants to sell my sausages?
Yeah, that's great for you.
Mind your fingers. All right. Only trouble is, he wants 100 half-kilo packs a month.
Ah, it's amazing how quickly organics are caught on, isn't it? It
certainly is.
So, you'll have to cut down on some of your other pork sales, then.
Well, what I want to know is there any chance of you coming up with a few more wieners?
Oh, oh, blimey.
I'd help with the cost of getting some extra sows.
Well, I don't know. You can't just turn them on like a tap.
If you can't help me, I'm going to end up buying wieners from somewhere else.
Yeah, I can see that.
We can't go wrong on this one, Neil. There's huge demand for them.
Need to get things moving ever so fast.
It's a challenge.
I know Susan always thinks I'm too cautious, but...
Are you saying you can't help me?
Just like a bit of time to think about it, if that's okay with you.
Honestly, Mum, when I first saw it, I thought it was something for the museum.
I didn't know they made prams like this anymore.
It's not exactly collapsible, is it?
All that gleaming paintwork.
The Bentley of prams, according to Nigel and Julia.
Didn't they get you a nanny to go with it?
And a uniform with white gloves.
Well, as an object.
It's beautiful, I know, but I need something that I can get in and out of the car.
I'd no idea they sold things like this in Underwoods.
What I asked Nigel and Julia to buy was a double buggy.
So what on earth made them come back with this?
Julia says it's much better for the babies' backs.
I suppose it would be.
And she thought once they were sitting up, they could look at each other.
Well, you can use this for nice walks around Lower Loxley anyway. And I'm sure if you want a hand pushing it, your father will volunteer.
Where is Dad?
He's taken George and Chris to the airport.
Oh, yeah, Sheila told me they were going to see Lillian. Oh.
You all right?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, I'd love to stay, but I'm afraid I have to get over to the village hall.
You haven't given in to Linda Snell about the panto.
I told her quite firmly that I don't want to be involved.
Good.
But I promised Hayley I'd help get the hall ready for the Halloween party.
I hope it's going to be very scary.
We'll do our best, without giving anybody nightmares.
How's Pitt's costume?
She's been wearing it all day.
Oh, she's always liked dressing up.
I hadn't had lunch with a hobgoblin before.
And how's the cooking rater going?
Fine. Now, is there anything I can do for you before I leave?
No, I'll be all right. Nigel left a mountain of interesting books next to the sofa, so I'll go and put my feet up again.
Good.
And I'll give Nigel a ring on the mobile.
What about?
Not about anything, just for something to do.
Just so long as you don't get into a state about the gallery or something.
Don't worry. But if I've got to sit and do nothing from now until the birth, I'll go mad.
Am I doing the right thing?
Oh, yes. That one's no use to us at all.
I think it's going to need a couple of coats.
I'm just glad to see the back of it. I don't think this backdrop's been repainted since I've been involved with the pantomime.
It came in useful for lots of things. I remember it in Cinderella.
And Jack and the Beanstalk, which is why it's about time we got rid of it.
What are you going to paint on it instead?
Sherwood Forest.
I thought we'd got a wood backdrop.
No, that's far too pretty. No, we need to get the sense of an ancient wildwood. Tangled undergrowth, that sort of thing. A forest where people really could hive. Pity Bert doesn't agree.
He rushed off pretty quickly.
I thought he was going to help you with the whiting out.
Instead, he can't wait to get back to his central heating.
Yes, he and Frieda certainly seem to have taken a shine to the bungalow.
That was obvious.
I always preferred places with a bit more character myself.
Hello!
Oh, Jill, hello.
What on earth's going on here?
We've been going through the panto backdrops.
What's that doing up there?
Well, I'm wondering if we can get away with it as the nursery. We'd have to paint out all the thorns, of course.
Isn't it the princess's bedroom from the Sleeping
Beauty? I think in the end we might be better to paint the whole thing out and start again.
Where's the backdrop Ruth and David put up yesterday? The cobwebby corridor one?
I'm just painting over it.
We've decided not to keep any of the backdrops Larry Lovell used for last year's production.
But it was up there for the Halloween party.
Oh.
Oh, it's not very scary now, Aunt Jill.
I can see that.
Well, I'm sure there must be something else suitable.
Didn't it occur to you that it might have been up there for a purpose, Linda?
Well, I thought Bert had put it up for me to look at. Isn't that true, Helen?
Afraid so.
We're so busy trying to organise this panto, more or less single-handed, that I quite forgot about Halloween.
Well, I suppose if you didn't know...
What are we going to do with it when the kids get here? We don't want bookmarks all over it.
Well, we'll just have to hang it up again.
But Bert's gone.
Well, I'm sure we can manage it between us, with Jill's help.
Have we got long enough for it to dry?
Party's not starting till 5:30.
Plenty of time. while we're waiting, Jill, is there any chance of me prevailing on you to help with babes in the millennium?
Linda, I've already told you.
Now, Jill, please, don't play hard to get. Elizabeth's babies aren't due until the end of the year.
Only theoretically. In fact, she's going to be induced a couple of weeks before Christmas. So I hope you're not even thinking of offering me a part.
Oh, no, I do understand. But we still need an awful lot of help backstage.
I thought all this was supposed to be sorted.
So did I. And I realised some of it was good enough to sell as logs.
Oh, come on, Eddie, those will burn in 5 minutes.
Of course they won't.
Well, I wouldn't thank you if I bought them.
They just help bulk up the bags, that's all.
You don't believe in keeping your customers, then?
People who buy their wooden bags want a nice place, that's all. Most of them have special eating as well.
You could have rung us and told us you weren't ready.
How would I have done that?
I have my mobile.
Yeah, but our phones are still out of order.
Right, come on, let's get what we can loaded up.
Won't be long before this drizzle turns into rain.
Careful, Neil, that bit's got a nail sticking.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you can have the rest of this. There you go. Oh, by the way, Christopher's over here with Edward.
All right, where are they?
They're missing a ring behind the shed last time I saw them.
This piece has got barbed wire wrapped round it.
Oh, it'll burn.
The wire won't. I'm not taking it. Only got to have something coming round them.
Blimey, what's that? Clary?
Seems to be like the turkey shed.
Oh, what's happened?
You got a heater in there?
Careful, Eddie.
Look at them. Am I imagining it? What can I smell? Fireworks.
There's smoke coming from over there in the corner. Hey, don't go in until you know it's safe.
Oh, for them, we're dead. Edward, what the hell have you been doing?
Christopher, come here this minute. Come back. I've seen you and you're in big trouble, lad. Do you hear me?
You all right, Eddie?
What have they done? Them turkeys. Them turkeys were our only hope of any sort of a Christmas.
Well done, Susan. You've steamed up the mirror good and proper. I can't see the shave.
Sorry. It's just I didn't have a chance to have a bath last night.
Yeah. What are we going to do about those dead turkeys?
Well, we're going to have to offer to pay for them.
Well, then Edward was involved as well.
It was Christopher who gave him the money to buy the fireworks.
I still can't believe they were so stupid. Tying a bundle of rockets together like that. Lucky they weren't the ones that got killed.
Oh, don't. Though I'll give Clary a ring and see what she says about the turkeys. It's what you're making at Bridge Farm. It's not as if we can't afford to help out a bit.
Yeah, pity the circumstances aren't a bit better.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, I'm benefiting because Tommy's in trouble, aren't I?
He broke the law, though.
It's not as simple as that.
He did wrong, Neil.
I don't like making money out of someone else's bad luck. Tommy was standing up for what he believed in.
I know that. But I'm afraid he'll have to be prepared to take the consequences.
You're being very tough on him.
Oh, we've worked very hard to teach Emma and Christopher the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, I know.
And they know they shouldn't damage other people's property.
What about Christopher yesterday?
Oh, it was sent to bed early. He knows that's not going to be the end of his punishment. Mm. No. If I was on that jury, I'm afraid I'd probably be voting for Tommy to go to prison.
Susan! Oh, now I've cut myself.
It's not that I want to see him there, but...
After everything you went through, you'd wish it on an 18-year-old.
They put me in jail for much less.
Oh, Susan.
I mean, I didn't damage anyone else's property, did I? Oh, look, Neil, I'm not expecting you to agree with me. But like I said, if they could send me down for what I did, I can't see Tommy standing a chance.
Hmm. What about the effect Clive being inside has had on your mum?
We're not discussing Clive.
You were upset enough when he didn't get his full remand.
That's a different issue.
Pat and Tony have been through so much. John's death. Pat's depression.
Well, that's exactly what Tommy should have thought about before he did it.
He was worried about GM crops and what they do to their farm.
I know. But you can't get away from it, Neil. It did break the law.
Yeah, all right.
So all I'm saying is, it's got to expect the consequences.
What are we going to do about Christopher?
You agree we should stop his pocket money?
I don't want him going off and persuading anyone else to buy fireworks.
Mm. I think we should ban him from the bonfire on the green.
He'd be able to see it from the window, though.
No, but he won't be part of it. No, we've got to teach him a lesson, Neil. Otherwise, we'll have him growing up like Tommy Archer.
Oh, I wouldn't mind him growing up like Tommy. It's him growing up like Clive that would worry me.
Oh, what's your dad doing now?
He said they needed some more milk in the dairy.
They do.
So he's gone to fetch it.
But he's wearing his best suit.
Here he is now.
Tony, do you know what time it is?
Yeah, I won't be a minute.
But what if there's traffic?
Oh, God, I wish it was all over.
Oh, Tommy, can't last much longer now.
Oosh reckons there's something up could take some time.
It is a very complicated case.
But the jury's got to be on my side, don't you think?
Oh, hurry up, Tony.
Morning.
Hi, Neil. Christopher's still alive, is he?
Only just.
Yeah, I heard what idiots he and Edward had been.
Apparently, they planned to let him off in the country park.
Well, it's still very dangerous.
That's what I told Christopher.
Oh, here's Tony now.
You know what you're doing, Neil?
Yeah, lifting leaks.
You'll have a look at the pigs?
Yeah. And I'm still thinking about our conversation from yesterday.
Right. See you then.
Yeah, see ya.
I've promised to ring Clary in the dairy as soon as there's a verdict.
Oh, great.
See you then, Neil.
Yeah. See ya.
Court will rise.
Good morning, members of the jury. On Friday, you heard from the counsel for the prosecution and also from the defence counsel. It is now for me to sum up the case for you. On the evening of the 13th of May, 1999, a group of people attacked a crop belonging to the company Biotech in such a way as to damage it. There is no dispute that the defendant was one of this group. What you have to establish is whether or not this act was lawful. But first, members of the jury, can I remind you of the difference between your job and mine in this trial? It has been and remains quite different. The law is my responsibility, and you must follow the directions about it which I shall give you. But the facts are yours to decide. You return the verdict. The prosecution must prove that the defendant is guilty. How does the prosecution achieve this? By making you quite sure of it. Nothing less will do. That is another way of saying that they have to prove it beyond reasonable doubt. Now, members of the jury, what does the indictment say? It is alleged that the defendant committed an act contrary to Section 1 of the 1971 Criminal Damage Act, namely that on the 13th of May of this year, without lawful excuse, he damaged the crop belonging to Biotech. The prosecution must prove each element of the offence. The defendant has admitted that he damaged the property. The central issue in this case is whether or not he had lawful excuse. A person is treated as having lawful excuse if he damaged the property in order to protect property belonging to himself or another, or a right or interest in a property which he believed to be vested in himself or another. And at the time of the act, he believed that property, right or interest, was in immediate need of protection. For the purposes of this act, members of the jury, it is immaterial whether a belief is justified or not, only that it is honestly held. This is the central issue in the case.
Susan, can you tell me what type of tea Marjorie usually has?
Well, she always used to have tea leaves, but since she's been having trouble with her sight...
You know she's got a date for her cataract operation.
Oh, yes. She told me at church yesterday.
Even if it is only one eye, it will be marvellous for her to be able to see properly again.
Yeah. Nice of you to do her shopping for her.
She wanted to stay at home. There could be a verdict any time today. You know she was a character witness.
Yes.
There. That's all.
Do you want me to ring Mrs. Antrobus's up separately?
You don't mind?
No, of course not.
It's all the things at the back of the basket.
And the dog food.
Oh, yes, thank you.
No problem. That's £4.37 for your shopping.
Do you mind changing this so I can buy poppies?
No, not at all.
I don't like to give you a £20 note first thing in the morning.
No, that's all right.
Thanks. I promised Usha I'd get us both one.
Oh, help yourself.
There. And two pins.
Yeah, they're at the back of the box.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You know this dog food?
Marjorie asked for that brand quite specifically.
Well, there's an offer on it. Two for the price of one.
Oh, in that case, I'd better make sure I take two tins.
And the judge was very clear on the issue of lawful excuse. It was a good summing up.
How long have we been waiting now?
An hour and a half.
Oh, that's not long.
Feels like it.
I know.
How long do you think it might be, Usha?
It's just impossible to say. Sorry.
They will decide today, though.
I honestly can't tell you, but as I said to you before, they've got a lot to talk about. It could take quite a long time.
I wonder if I should ring Clary.
She'll be fine, love.
Having to wait may be a good sign.
Really?
In my experience, quick verdicts are usually guilty ones.
Quicker than this?
If it was an open and shut case of criminal damage...
Which it isn't.
I think we would have heard by now.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Even if it means we do have to go on waiting.
Will the foreman please stand? Have you reached a verdict upon which you are all agreed? Please answer yes or no.
No.
It's 4:30 and it's been a long day. I'm now going to adjourn the proceedings. You will not be required to deliberate further today. I'm going to allow you to go home and continue with your deliberations tomorrow. It is most important that after you've left the court, you should not discuss the case with anyone else, or allow anyone else to speak to you about it.
Well, it may be a long time to wait, but it does show that the jury are taking their responsibility seriously.
I said that to Tommy. I don't think he found it much consolation.
What do you think the verdict's going to be?
At 2:30, I was all hopeful. Then when they hadn't decided by 4:30... Is there any more tea in the pot?
I can make some fresh.
No, I only want another 1/2 cup.
Now, Usha, I think we should discuss Diwali.
Don't ask me to make plans, Auntie.
You think you still won't have a verdict by the weekend?
Well, I hope we'll have one tomorrow morning.
Why can't we discuss the weekend?
I hate to think how much has piled up on my desk since I've been in court.
If it was urgent, they would have found someone else in the firm to deal with it.
Well, I suppose that's true.
I think you should come with me to Wolverhampton.
But, Auntie...
You come to my house and we'll have a big family Diwali with Shiv and your parents.
That sounds good.
I'll go home and get everything ready as soon as the trial is over.
It's a lovely invitation, Auntie.
Now, what's the problem?
I'm wondering if I'd be very good company.
Usha, even if you don't get the verdict you want...
It'll still be good for me to come to Wolverhampton.
You know Shiv won't let you sit around being miserable.
It sounds great.
Good.
But I'm not going to make any promises until I know the outcome of the trial.
Here we are again.
Yeah, what a waste of time having to come back. Should have got it wrapped up last night. Went away, sent us home so early.
Well, let's hope we make a bit more progress this morning.
We better, Steve. I've got a business to run.
Shall we make a start, everyone?
Here we go. Another round of hot air.
Come on, Terry. There's a young man's liberty at stake.
I'm afraid yesterday afternoon we started to get a bit bogged down, particularly in the last hour.
Yeah, you say that again.
And the reason is that we allowed ourselves to get sidetracked into an arcane debate on the merits of genetic manipulation.
It's important, that's why.
What's important is that we recognise this case for what it is. It's either a simple, straightforward criminal offence, or he's got a statutory defence. That's what the judge told us. All this talk about genetic engineering merely clouds the issue.
I can't agree, I'm afraid.
Nor can I. If we don't have some sort of view on the risks of this technology, how on earth are we going to decide whether or not he was justified?
Quite.
I don't agree. The issue is whether he honestly believed that it was necessary to cause the damage. I think that became fairly clear yesterday. We have to start with the presumption that what he says is true and work back from there.
Work back?
He doesn't have to prove anything. It's the prosecution who have to prove he hasn't got a defence.
Well, we'd better get it sorted out.
Absolutely. But I wonder if it would be helpful if we had a show of hands first, just to see if we're still where we thought we were.
Yeah. Okay.
So, who thinks he's guilty? And not guilty?
Well, someone's changed their mind.
Yeah, it's me, I'm afraid.
That's fine. Would you like to tell us why, Hannah?
Well, it's when I was driving home last night. I thought, why am I so sure he's not guilty? And I have been all along, right from the very first day.
And why do you think it was?
Well, it suddenly hit me. I've heard how people are more likely to believe a good-looking witness. Well, he looks a bit like Brad Pitt, doesn't he? Has anyone noticed that? Well, you can't let someone off because they remind you of Brad Pitt, can you?
I really think we've made this a whole lot more complicated than we need to have done. Now, if you like, I could try and clarify the main point at issue. It might just cast some light on the way ahead.
Yeah, but fine, Bob.
All right. We've got a democratic government in this country, have we not? And they've decided that this technology could have real benefits for the public.
Oh, I'd like to know what.
So they've allowed these trials to be set up. With all the necessary precautions, all the safety measures are in place.
You've got to be joking.
No,
let him finish.
If you don't like it, you're at perfect liberty to go and lobby the government or your MP and get the policy changed. But if we let people like that lad out there decide what they will accept and what they won't accept, we're giving them carte blanche to trample over the rights of everybody else. It'll be the law of the jungle.
That's
no, you mark my words. It'll end up with mob rule. You get all the decisions made by loony pressure groups with an axe to grind. Is that what you want?
No, I'll tell you what I don't want. I don't want rule by multinational corporations, thank you very much.
I think we're in danger of straying off the point.
No, we're not.
The point
but
is,
let's think about what Bob said. If this young man wanted to stop the pollen from those crops being carried to the other crops in the area, he wouldn't have achieved that in time by lobbying his MP or the government, would he?
Yeah. Well, perhaps. But all I'm saying is we need to decide whether we're going to have rule by the ballot box or rule by the bullies.
Look, I can see the appeal of the simple solution. The guy's admitted causing the damage, end of story.
Sounds fine to me.
But I think we've got to be very careful.
Why?
Because of his defence. Honest belief. It makes him innocent unless the prosecution can prove beyond reasonable doubt that his defence is not true. Isn't that right, Steve?
In effect, yes. Before we can find him guilty, we've got to be sure that he didn't have a lawful excuse.
Exactly. And I think we should dismiss it.
I'm not so sure. I mean, it's there on the statute book.
A person charged with an offence to which this section applies shall be treated as having a lawful excuse if he destroyed or damaged the property in order to protect property belonging to himself or others, etc., etc.
Well, I vote we just forget it. It's criminal damage, pure and simple.
So, in other words, there's never any excuse for this sort of behaviour?
No, Craig. Not in my book, there isn't.
But what's this defence doing on our statute book if there's never any justification for it?
Good point. I think we've got to consider it, much as I hate vandalism.
Yeah, and so do I, Rachel. In the Parks Department, we spend half our time clearing up after vandals.
Ah, so you admit it is vandalism, then?
No, I don't.
Well, that boy is no better than the lads that go out and torch cars for a bit of fun.
I'm sorry, that is just ridiculous. Yeah. We heard he's never been in trouble before. He's not a tearaway.
No, he's worse. Because he thinks he's on some sort of crusade.
Well said, Terry.
Oh, it's no good. I can't listen to any more of this. It's total rubbish.
Oh,
let's try and keep it civil, shall we?
I can't help it. I think this boy has done us all a favour. We shouldn't be talking about vandalism. We should be giving him a medal.
We seem to be back at square one again.
Surprise, surprise.
These are difficult issues. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. Elaine, would you like to say some more about your position in this?
Not really. I think you all know where I stand by now.
Look, we sympathise. Of course we do.
Thanks.
I mean, I brought up three sons of my own. Fortunately, none of them suffered from asthma.
It's a big problem, I'm afraid, these days.
Okay, so you all know why I feel the way I do.
With an experience like that, you're bound to. We all understand.
How kind, but it makes me totally biased, of course, so you can all ignore my opinion.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Listen, we all bring our own personal baggage in here. Your opinion's worth precisely as much as everyone else's.
Of course it is.
All right. There is something I'd like to say. If any of you had to watch your six-year-old gasping for breath like he's breathing through treacle, if you had to sit and look at the fear in his eyes, Maybe you wouldn't be so keen on people messing about with our food.
Oh, come on, Beefy. There's nothing to connect that with GM products.
What was that Professor Armstrong saying? With modified genes, you could get new proteins, and they might lead to allergic reactions.
He also said that with oilseed rape, you wouldn't find any of them in the oil, which is the part that's going into the food chain.
It only takes a trace, that's all.
It is a worry.
I just think, what are we doing it for? If all it is a few pence off the weekly food bill, what the hell are we taking the risk for?
Excuse me. Thanks. Oh, it seems the judge wants us back in court. Thank you.
Yeah, but we're nowhere near a result.
Let's just have another show of hands, shall we? All those for guilty. And for not guilty? Someone hasn't voted.
Oh, come on. No abstentions allowed.
Sorry, it's me again. I'm going back to not guilty.
So, we are making progress.
Looks like it.
Well done, Elaine. You seem to have broken the logjam.
Your Honour, the jury retired to consider their verdict at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It has now been 5 hours, 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Would the foreman please stand? Have you reached a verdict upon which you are all agreed? Please answer yes or no.
No.
Members of the jury, I will ask you once more to retire and try and reach a unanimous verdict. But if you cannot do that, I will accept a majority verdict. This is a verdict on which at least 10 of you agree. You may retire.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Oh. We'd better be finishing it by tonight.
I wish you'd stop going on about your business. This is a chance to put something back for a change.
Listen, Rachel, if I lose customers, I've lost them for good. There's no one going to compensate me for that.
Right, let's make a start, shall we?
Can I ask something? What happens if we don't get 10 of us agreeing?
Then it'll be a hung jury. We'll be discharged.
Oh, at last.
Will he have to be tried again?
It's possible. Depends on the CPS. I'd like to go back to the point Elaine was making, that this is a hazardous technology nobody wants.
Well, they don't, do they?
That is a matter of opinion.
Well, nobody I know wants it.
Surely the point here is that it was a trial crop. It wasn't posing a threat to anyone. Nobody was going to be eating the food. And it's been worrying me, too. Whatever we ultimately decide about GMOs, we're going to need the kind of information provided by trials. Well, how are we going to make a rational judgment?
But why do they have to be done outside, though? I mean, couldn't they be done inside, in a controlled environment?
Well, it would have to be a pretty big area, wouldn't it?
Well, they've got the Millennium Dome. No, look, they could do it in a glasshouse, surely.
Rachel, I don't think we can get into that at the moment. We've got to try to come to a decision here. Perhaps we might consider if the trial crops themselves were inherently dangerous. The defence expert, Dr. Finch, do you remember? Mm-hmm. He was talking about horizontal gene transfer.
I know. He could have made it a bit clearer, too.
That prosecution woman wiped the floor with him anyway. He was really struggling. Did you notice?
The point is, if there is a risk, even from a trial crop, or if Tom Archer perceived there was a risk, that surely adds weight to his defence.
But there isn't a risk. It's scaremongering.
Of course it is.
I'd still like to understand it better. Steve, you teach biology. Can you help?
I'll try. The point is, in some of these artificial gene constructs, you get DNA taken from viruses.
Oh, yeah, they said about viruses.
There is at least a theoretical possibility of this material recombining with any other pathogens that happen to be knocking about in the cell.
What does that mean exactly?
It's a very remote possibility, but you could get a new infective organism developing.
You mean a disease?
It's possible.
And that's really scary.
No, I'm sorry, I just don't believe it.
As I said, it's a remote risk.
You take mobile phones. Some people reckon they scramble your brains.
Yeah, I use them all the time.
Well, the case is made, I think.
Watch it, smart arse. The point is, did Tom Archer know about these dangers?
He said he did. The prosecution asked him that.
And then I suppose it's likely he really did believe this crop was a threat.
There's
something we're going to get in here, celebrating this great public hero. This guy put on a balaclava and went out at night so he wouldn't get seen.
I do have a problem with that.
So he didn't want to get into all this hassle, and who can blame him?
No, there's a point here. The prosecution made it very strongly. If he genuinely believed what he was doing was right, would he need to be that furtive?
Of course he wouldn't. He might, though. Just because he did hide his identity, we can't necessarily conclude it wasn't a genuine act. I can. Anyway, what about the violence?
It wasn't him, Terry. We've already established that.
He was part of it, though. They were all in it together.
Come on, there was a bit of a fracas and someone threw a punch. Big deal.
It was only a black eye.
Well, it's easy to say that, but a violent act against you can change your life. It doesn't have to land you in hospital. happened to my wife.
How was that, Bob?
Oh, in the middle of the afternoon it was. Right in the centre of town. Two yobbos tried to grab her bag. When she wouldn't let go, they punched her in the face. She hasn't been back into town for nearly 2 years.
I'm sorry.
Violence is violence. It's never right. It doesn't matter how much you believe in something.
I know what you're saying.
That's why we ought to find him guilty. If we don't stick out for proper behaviour, we're finished.
There's another danger, though, isn't there? It's when some government department or a faceless corporation tries to take away your freedom. The right to live the way you want and eat the kind of food you want. Well, that's a kind of violence, too.
I can't see it. I'm sorry.
I reckon you've got to stand up to that. Don't you think?
Do you want some toast?
No, thanks.
At least finish your yoghurt.
No, I'm not hungry.
Could be a long day.
Oh, don't say that. Not after yesterday.
Yeah. Thought it would never end.
That place, Tony. I can't believe how much I hate going through that door.
I suppose it has to be impersonal. It does feel intimidating.
Not for the people who work there. They make it worse, chatting and laughing in the corridors when people's whole lives are at stake.
I suppose it's just a job for them.
When this is all over, I never want to see the inside of Felbersham Crown Court again.
No, me neither.
And I expected the jury to take a bit of time to come to a verdict. I know it's a complicated case.
I wish I could be a fly on the wall, just to hear what they're saying.
Awful, having no idea what they think of him. I want to go in and tell them he's my son, he's lovely, he did it for all the right reasons.
Yeah, I know. You did it for us, Pat.
It's just awful. Tommy's trying so hard to stay cheerful, but the fact is, this time tomorrow morning, he could be eating his breakfast in prison.
I'm trying not to think about that.
I'm thinking about it all the time, and I'm sure he is too. He's had a taste of it. He doesn't have any illusions about what he's facing.
Let's hope today's the day.
Yeah, that's just what we were saying. Do you want a piece of toast?
No, I had something before I went out to see to the pigs.
You're a tonic, Tommy. You really are.
Why?
Your mum's finding it difficult to keep her spirits up.
I'm surprised Helen hasn't given you the talking to she gave to me on Sunday.
Oh, she was very keen to get us out of the house when we went to see Jack and Peggy.
She told me what a pain I was being, moping around the place.
Good old Helen.
Well, sometimes a dose of her kind of common sense really works.
Yeah, well, if she hadn't left Rand Baxter's, she'd be telling you to have a piece of toast.
Oh, go on then.
Butter and marmalade?
Yes, please. Got to keep my strength up.
The thing is, Mum, we'll know the outcome one way or the other by the end of the day. We've just got to hang on in there until then.
But you can't even be sure of that. Some cases go on for days and days, don't they?
Well, the foreman did tell the judge yesterday that he thought they could reach a verdict.
Didn't say they'd do it today, though.
But the judge won't give them much longer, surely.
I just don't know, Tommy.
So we're going round in circles. We'll just have to put up with it. Whatever happens, won't we? I'd better get ready anyway.
Yep, I'll have to leave in a minute.
I'll go and get out of these overalls while you finish your breakfast.
Right. I think he's coping with it better than I am.
Oh, you're doing brilliantly.
Am I?
If you weren't being so strong, I couldn't be.
Don't tell me.
No, I mean it, Pat. You've been wonderful. You've supported him every inch of the way.
I just feel so desperate. And what if it really does go wrong?
No, it's going to be okay.
Is it?
Whatever happens, you and I can cope. Really, we can. I love you.
Love you too. And to prove it, I'm going to eat this toast.
I'd hate to get rid of the jury system, but sometimes... You know what I'm worried about?
A hung jury.
Mm. The idea that the whole case could end up coming back to court.
Well, I wasn't surprised they didn't get anywhere on Monday. But being out all day yesterday...
I know.
A jury has acquitted before on lawful excuse, of course.
Yeah, the Hawk Jet case.
£1.7 million damage, and they were found not guilty.
Reasonable force to prevent a crime.
So, the jury believed their argument, that it was going to be used against civilians in East Timor. Simple as that.
Those women were brave. 6 months in custody.
But they proved their point.
It's still not quite the same as Tommy's case.
Well, it might give us some hope.
I suppose if we had to go
we
to appeal...
We won't have to.
I was feeling really confident that the jury had been out for so long.
Usha, there are a lot of things those women did that are very close to Tom's case. They took direct action.
You can't get much more direct than taking a hammer to the controls of a fighter plane.
They aired a legitimate grievance in the only way they felt they had open to them.
And proved their point.
And so have we, thanks to our expert witnesses and Tom. Hmm.
He was a lot more impressive in the witness box than I thought he was going to be.
Sincerity was written right through everything he said. The jury saw that.
Oh, I think we're about to be recalled.
Oh, you want to put a bet on that outcome?
I thought you'd decided it was a certainty.
You know what they say, Usha. Only death and taxes. Come on, let's go in.
Tony, I think this is going to be hit.
Let's hope so. Give me your hand.
Please let it be all right.
Will the foreman please stand? Please answer my first question either yes or no. Have you reached a verdict on which at least 10 of you agree?
Yes.
Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for the care and attention you have paid to a difficult and complex case. It's very important that in cases like these, 12 ordinary people, such as yourselves, should be involved. We know it is a great inconvenience for you, but it is vital that people like you give up your time.
When the foreman said not guilty, I was gobsmacked. I just couldn't believe it.
Oh, Tommy, you are fantastic.
Careful, Mum, I can't breathe.
It's such a relief it's all over. Oh, Tony. Oh,
what can I say? Oh,
we're both so proud of you. You do know that.
Of course I do.
Oh, I can't tell you. Oh, come here again.
Hey, watch it.
Don't worry, Dad. I don't suppose I'll break.
We are going to have such a celebration.
Yeah, you bet.
I can't believe it's all over. Just hearing those words, I feel as if a weight's been lifted off my shoulders. You're not going to prison. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning in your own bed. I can't remember the last time I felt like this.
Well, it might have been a long wait, but I think it was worth it.
Come here, Ruth.
I don't know what we would have done without you.
Kindly to say so, but a lot of it comes down to this young man here.
Oh, we know that. Don't we, Pat?
You staying for lunch, Adrian?
I think I should get back.
Well, thanks for all your hard work.
I learned a lot. I think we both did.
I could say that.
I'll call you in a couple of days about the other case.
Oh, I'm having some time off.
Oh, you deserve it.
Let my aunt look after me for a while.
Well, enjoy it.
I will now. Bye.
Goodbye. Excuse me.
Right, I'm out of here.
We'll follow you in a moment.
I'll be just outside.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
I don't know how to thank you for being so supportive.
Oh, it's all part of the job.
Bill, come on. You've done much more than your job.
Yeah. You will come and celebrate with us this evening.
Do you mind if I say no?
Satya would be very welcome.
I'm sure, but what I want tonight is a nice meal and a long soak in a hot bath.
No, Brian.
Just look at them, Jill. Anyone would think he was a celebrity.
Thank goodness it's over. That's all I can say.
Oh, I just can't believe it. I know what Phil will think of the verdict.
Do you?
Well, he'd be as appalled as I am. We haven't even given him so much as a rap over the knuckles.
He was in custody for a week, remember?
And quite right, too.
Brian, you don't mean you think he should have been sent to prison?
Well, if what I read in the papers is true, they're more like hotels than prisons.
I don't think that's true.
I happen to think that people should take the consequences of their actions. That means they get sent down.
How can you say that about your own family?
But he broke the law, Jill. You've got to admit it.
The jury didn't seem to see it that way.
What about what happened to David?
It wasn't Tommy who hit him.
Oh, that says maybe. None of this gets away from the fact that what Tommy and his lot did was wanton criminal damage, which is why they should pay the price. Lawful excuse. It's liberalism run riot, if you ask me. If I'd taken my shotgun to them and they were destroying that rape, I bet I wouldn't have got off on lawful excuse.
I think the court would have seen that a bit differently.
You can bet they would. I'd have been frog marched out of here in a pair of handcuffs.
I agree that Tommy was lucky.
You ask me, none of what happened in that jury room was about facts. All about emotion. I sometimes wonder what's the point of trying to provide people with scientific information when they're only going to ignore it.
Oh, I don't think...
And you know the other thing that gets my goat? It's all been paid for out of my taxes. All those experts warbling on about monarch butterflies and threats to the environment. Where's Michael Parrish going? He's supposed to be telling me he's coming shooting tomorrow.
Looks to me as if he's trying to avoid that reporter.
Well, she'd better not come sticking that microphone under my nose, because the words I'd like to use wouldn't be broadcastable.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, anyway, how are you getting back to Average?
I'm going to the supermarket to do Elizabeth's shopping.
Right. Well, when you see Phil, tell him I'm looking forward to hearing what he thinks about the verdict.
I will.
I'm sure he'll agree with me.
Well, I bet you're pleased with yourself.
Mike, I didn't know you were in court.
Gave Brenda a lift in, thought I might as well stay.
Great result.
You were lucky to get away with it.
What?
Lucky, I said.
Why?
Oh, come on, you acted like a hooligan.
That's not true. I did what I did.
Woolly liberal excuses and you know it.
Mike, you may not be on my side,
no way. If I'd been on that jury, I wouldn't have let you off, no matter how much anyone else tried to persuade me.
What? How
can you... You made your point, now let me make mine.
The trial's over, Mike.
Yeah, but you think you've done something for justice. All you've done is give the green light to every vandal in the country. And what if someone takes a hatchet to your pigs because they don't happen to agree with pork production? How will you feel then?
You can't compare my organic pigs to a field of GM rape.
The sort of people you've encouraged won't see it like that.
But that's not the...
Think about it. I'll see you.
Mike? Mike?
Tom?
I'm going to go round and round in a park. Jury's still out.
Nope, I'm not guilty.
That's brilliant! That's fantastic news!
If it had been up to Mike, I'd have left here in a prison van.
What? Oh, he's got a cheek. You're innocent. Oh, I wasn't there to hear the verdict.
You just said you couldn't park.
Aren't you thrilled?
Of course I'm pleased.
You should be over the moon. Is it because of what Mike said?
Well, I could have done without it.
The point is, Tommy, you're a free man.
I know.
Your mum and dad must be made up. And so should you be. You're going to be the talk of Borsetshire.
I might have had enough of that.
Tommy Archer, hero of the people, and I know him. He's won. Look at him. He's won.
Hayley.
What? You held your head up all the way through the trial. Now, you're not going to drop it now, because I'm not going to let you. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Am I right? Am I right?
You're right.
Thank you. This is your moment of victory, so enjoy it. You've beaten them, Tommy, fair and square. So don't you let Mike Tucker or anyone else take it away from you. Sorry, can't help it. Gotta give you another hug.
15.
Never let him off if he'd been a Grundy. Too right.
Well, they have, and I think it's a marvellous result. Oh, anybody remember how many I got up to?
Oh, sorry.
Now I can't remember where my walnuts finish and my cherry stars.
You ought to be meeting Christmas cakes.
They'd sell.
Add a drop of Grange Farm cider to them. I can almost taste them now.
You two any idea how much it costs to make a Christmas cake?
Well, I suppose they do have a lot of fruit in them.
Why do things like currants and sultanas? There's candied peel and flaked almonds.
Not to speculate, to accumulate.
Oh, if I had a pound for every time you already said that.
You could take orders. Get the money up front.
How do I take orders with the phone off?
I hadn't thought of that. I don't suppose you'll be getting so much overtime now the trial's finished.
Yeah, neither will Neil.
The great thing is it is finished. You should have seen Pat when she got back yesterday dinner time. The weight had dropped off of her shoulders. Even if she hadn't run to tell me, I'd have known they found him not guilty. Hey, bet they had a wonderful celebration last night.
Must have had it at home, because they weren't deemable.
Just the four of them, Pat said.
Miscarriage of justice, I call
it. Oh, how can it be, Joe? Not with the trial's gone on for a week and a half.
All them experts blinding the jury with
and
science.
And all paid for out of our pockets.
Yeah, if Pat and Tony Archer had to pay for it, they'd have gone to the wall.
Yeah, Trust the artist to get legal, eh?
It's how much Tommy's got that counts.
More than us.
Well, that wouldn't be hard.
You know, he's asked Neil to start supplying him with extra wieners.
Yeah. It's come at a good time for him, this offer from Howard Friend. Give him something to get on with, now it's all over.
Neil better watch his back, eh? Being employed by a hooligan, hadn't he?
He won't be guilty, Eddie. He ain't got no criminal record. Not like some of your mates. Or your brother come to that.
Aye?
The other good thing is he'll be able to go wherever he likes now.
That's not much use to the cricket team at this time of year.
Suppose he'll be able to go to the bonfire. Unlike me.
Someone's got to stay here and keep an eye on Edward.
Oh, I can't. I'm on Edgehog Patrol.
And I'm going to be earning some money behind the bar of the bull.
Which leaves you, Dad.
Can't see the point in banning him from the fireworks when he didn't want to go any road.
When did he say that?
Last night.
He's still banned.
I always like bonfire night. Bringing in the winter. And he gets a sausage and a baked potato, which would mean Clary wouldn't have to cook.
I'll leave you a sausage and a baked potato. Oh, I'm going to be late for the market if I don't get on. I'll count this lot when I put them out on the stool. And you two had better get a move on. Harold Williams, first shoot. He wouldn't want two of his beaters being late.
What time did he set off this morning?
Oh, must have been 6:30. Wants to make a good impression.
Yeah, that Brian Aldridge's in a right bad mood.
It was his land it all happened on.
Well, I think the jury was right, and I don't care who knows it. Wouldn't surprise me if most of the other people at the farmer's market feel exactly the same way.
If people offered me money to grow a trial crop here, I'd jump at it.
No, you wouldn't, Eddie. Not if you thought about what it really costs.
Morning.
Good morning.
I've got some good news for you.
Yeah, have to be very good.
I was on the local radio this morning. Hmm? The police have arrested a gang for stealing cars in the area.
Oh, what do they do? Give them flowers and a box of chocolates to say congratulations? That's what law and order's coming to in this country.
Look, just because Tommy...
Awful excuse. I mean, did you ever hear anything like it? Just tells people they can commit wanton damage whenever there's something they disagree with.
Yes, you're right. But, look, given the time the jury was out, I mean, it can't have been an easy decision.
Yeah, well, there were a couple of jurors I thought were doubtful from the start. You only had to look at one of them to know she was a veggie.
What?
Believe me, Debbie, I know a vegetarian when I see
one. Dad, I agree that Tommy and his mates shouldn't have behaved as they did.
Eco-warriors. I mean, what's going to be their next bandwagon, I wonder?
Oh, here's someone who might be able to tell you.
Hi, we're back.
So I can see.
Oh, we didn't get home till late. No wonder Phoebe's crashed out.
Hello, Kate. I've been wanting a word with you.
Dad, I haven't been around, so whatever it is, it's nothing to do with me.
Before you left, did Dad ask you to pass on a message?
No, not that I remember.
Oh, something about my car?
Oh, yeah. Mum's car broke down and Dad came back to pick up his.
And did you bother to tell me?
Did I forget? I'm sorry, but it's no big deal.
Kate, I ended up reporting Dad's car as stolen.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Kate, when I got back to London after my holiday, I almost found myself clapped in chains.
Oh, no!
Come on, it wasn't that funny.
Well, you're always going on about the police not doing their job properly. What are all these cars doing here, anyway?
We're having a shoot.
Well, I'll keep Phoebe indoors today, then, away from the carnage.
Kate, I'm not going to stop running a shoot while it makes me money. Which it does.
I'm not wasting my time going through all that again, Dad.
Oh, shame Tommy didn't feel the same way.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten all about the trial. Is there any news?
He got off.
Oh, that's fantastic! Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, well done, Tom.
William, are you waiting to have a word with me?
Greg asked me to tell you he's just checking the markers he put out last night.
Are the beaters here?
Oh, most of them. They're having a hot drink.
Your first big shoot. You looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't mind watching things being killed for fun, then?
You ever try to hit a pheasant on the wing?
I wouldn't want to.
Oh, I don't know the skill it takes in, do you?
Well said, William. Oh, I take it these are two of your beaters.
What time do you call this, then?
Oh, listen to her, William. Quite the proper gamekeeper.
I said 8:30 on the dot.
Morning,
Joe. Morning, Eddie.
Oh, you back from your travels, then?
Yes. Shame I didn't get the welcome I was expecting.
Never occurred to you that people do run out of fatted calves?
Don't take it out on me because you wanted Tommy to end up in prison.
No, Kate, that is not...
Greg says the verdict sends all the wrong sort of messages.
I agree.
When I see Tommy, I'm going to give him a big kiss and say well done.
Well, is that where you're going now?
I thought I'd go and tell Mum I was back. She might be pleased to see me.
Mum's busy with the lunch.
Looking forward to my dinner.
Always lays on a lovely spread for the beaters, does Mrs. Aldridge.
So if you could keep your visit brief, Kate.
I told you, Phoebe and I will be staying indoors.
She doesn't change, does she?
No.
Come on, you two. Let's go get started for the first drive.
Where are we starting?
Top end of lead. I'm sorry. Sorry, William. No, you're in charge.
Top end of leaders would. So if you'd like to follow me...
We always have a cup of tea.
And a piece of flapjack or something before we start.
Oh, William. I didn't see any up in charge of those two.
He can manage.
You know we had a couple of spare guns?
Yes.
Any luck finding someone?
Well, that's something else the verdict's blown out of the water. Michael Parrish said he'd take them. Now he's been called up in front of his board.
Oh, they can't be pleased with the outcome.
And it's not as if I didn't try to have a debate with Tommy at the very beginning.
Yes, and Kate's delighted, of course.
Yeah, well, there's another chance for her to cast me as the Ogre of Ambridge. I wouldn't be surprised if I find myself being burnt in effigy on the bonfire tomorrow.
Dad, you don't think you might be taking the verdict a bit too personally?
Well, if you ask me, there's only one good thing about it.
What's that?
If the threat of direct action means the tests get pushed underground, at least we'll be able to get on and do them in peace.
Lovely date and walnut, all homemade.
You're doing a good job, Clary.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Can hear your voice halfway across the market.
That's the general idea. $2.95.
Oh, things not going well this morning.
No. There's a woman on one of the stores down the end that's got her date and walnut on for £2.
Oh, that's cheap.
I don't know if she can make no profit at that.
Clary, if you've changed your mind about us paying for those turkeys.
No, no.
Eddie thinks I'm a fool to turn the money down. But the way I see it, my Edward were as much to blame as your Christopher. Hmm.
Did I tell you we'd stopped his pocket money?
We stopped Edward's. Till we remembered he won't get none. Oh, £2.95, madam. They're all homemade. Wonder if I should drop the price a bit.
Can't you take him home and put him in the freezer?
Come out of the freezer last night.
Oh, dear.
Last thing I need is a prosecution for food poisoning.
Oh, go on, I'll have one.
No, you don't have to.
They look lovely. What with the shop and the surgery, I never seem to get a chance to bake anymore.
Well, if you're sure.
Of course I am.
Well, there you go.
Thanks.
Oh, we're beginning to think I wouldn't be here today.
Oh, I thought it was a regular booking.
Yeah, it is, but if the trial hadn't been over...
Oh, do you know, I couldn't believe it when Neil told me the food is.
Great, isn't it? Pat was so relieved.
Well, it's all very well.
Sorry?
Well, I did a lot less than that, and I ended up in prison for 3 months. 3 months, Clary. A woman with children. Broke my arms.
Susan.
Yeah, I never understood it when I was inside. Somebody would get 9 months for something somebody else would get 3 for. And Tommy Archer comes along and gets off altogether. I mean, where's the justice in that? You tell me, Clara.
Morning.
Well, okay. Didn't know you was back.
Yeah, I got back last night. Great news about the trial, wasn't it? I'm trying to find Tommy a present to celebrate.
Another person who thinks he's a hero.
No, he is. He's stood up and been counted. The world needs more people like him.
I'm sorry, Kate, but I don't agree with you.
Don't you admire people who have the courage of their convictions?
Depends what they do with them. And if they choose to break the law, I think they should be punished.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
There's changed things.
Thanks, Clara.
Tommy was fighting to stop us having to have GM food whether we want it or not.
Well, I haven't any objection to it. Not if it helps me feed my family more cheaply.
That's a short-sighted view. There's a lot more to it than cheap food.
Why don't the two of you agree to differ?
Hey, it's all right, Clara. I've been to prison, Kate, and you know as well as I do why. They said what I did was wrong and they made me pay the price. And I think that Tommy Archer should have been made to do the same. Because otherwise, what's the point of having laws, eh? There isn't one. Oh, I'll see you, Clary.
She and Dad should get together. They could have a right old rant and rave.
No, it's hard for her, though, Kate. She's got a brother in prison, too. I think she just wants to see things done right.
I still don't think it's fair I should be the one left at home tomorrow night.
Because someone's got to look after Edward. I explained it to you this morning.
Dad, will you think about what you're doing?
Yeah, he's got it in for you, his young buddy.
Trying to impress his boss, that's all.
He's watching us.
Think everything went very well this morning.
Just concentrate on the job, will you?
Well, let's put a new in your place.
Oh, he doesn't.
Look, the thing is, Dad. If you stay at home, there's a very important job for you to do.
What's that?
We've got to start bottling up the apple brandy.
Oh, I've really forgotten about that.
If you've got to have an occasional sample, I won't say anything.
Hey, hang on a minute, Eddie.
Dad, you're out of line.
You're not telling me off, are you, William?
Will you come back, please?
Oh, well, I told you, Eddie.
Don't you worry about me, William. I know what I'm doing.
Dad, can I remind you, I'm the one in charge.
One in charge? Hey, William, you ever heard of the expression, teaching your grandmother to suck eggs? I was the first person who ever took him beating.
Yeah, that's true,
he
William.
He spent the whole day complaining.
Let's get this drive over, shall we, Dad?
Oh, let's get this drive over and listen to him, eh? Oh, my little William. Trying to boss his own dad around.
Don't worry, William. We won't let you down.
We know hard you're trying to make a good impression.
And we're impressed, William. We really are.
Leave it, Dad.
Hey, come on, praise where praise is due. You think that would make him smile, eh? His own dad complimenting him? What's the matter, William? Don't you think I'm telling the truth?
Oh, look at him, Ian, please.
You're right there.
Just shut up, Dad, will you?
Oh, dear, Eddie, looks to me as if you've overstepped the mark.
Oh, Tommy, your mum told me you were here.
Hi, Gran. Just loading up to go and build some more pig arcs.
You're going ahead with your expansion, then?
If our friend wants the sausages, I'm going to supply him with as many packets as he can sell. All I need to know is if Neil's going to come up with the extra wieners.
I'm pleased that the sausages are going well, but that's not what I've come to talk about. The thing is, I haven't seen you since the verdict.
Nice one, wasn't it?
Such a relief for you all.
The strain was beginning to show on Mum.
On all of you.
So, the important thing now is to put it all behind us.
Well, there are some members of the family who aren't as pleased as you.
Kate says Uncle Brian's sick as a parrot.
Well, you've got to see it from his point of view.
Bealtek puts all their arguments in front of the jury and they still lost.
But it's very difficult for Brian. Not only was it his land, but he's related to you as well.
I'm really glad I didn't go round there and apologise when Auntie Jem wanted me to.
Tommy! Hi, Usta.
Here. Ah, cheers.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Tony.
Gran's been congratulating me on the result of the trial?
Yeah, he's my son and I'm proud of him.
Wonder how long it'll last.
Oh, Tommy. Who's the letter from?
Hold on. Excuse me, Gran.
No, it's obviously important.
I don't believe it. It's from Howard Friend.
What's he want? 200 packets a week?
They've decided to cancel the order.
What?
This has nothing to do with the quality of your product, but it is due to a change of internal policy.
What change?
They can't do this to me.
Let me have a look.
Is there really no explanation?
No.
There will be when I get them on the phone. Oh, I've left my mobile in the kitchen.
Tommy, think it through. Calm down before you phone.
After what I've been through over the past few days, I'm not going to let some general manager treat me like dirt.
Oh, dear.
He's grown up, you know.
What do you mean?
Through all this mess. He's changed, I think.
He has. You're right. I was really proud of the way he presented himself in court.
You're bound to feel proud of him, I know, but... Oh, be careful, Tony. It's not going to help build any bridges.
Mum, if the reason you've come round here is to try and get me to make things up with Brian and Jennifer...
Well, the sooner the rift's healed, the
better... I know what you're trying to do, Mum.
It's awful for me, Tony. I feel my loyalties have been torn apart by this whole business.
Oh, come on, Nigel, answer. Nigel, I'm trying to ring you.
Sorry, I left the mobile upstairs when I went to answer the front door.
Who was it?
Me. Sorry, excuse the socks.
Debbie thought she'd better leave her wellies in the hall.
I've been out checking on the sugar beets.
Sorry, can you shut the door?
Oh, sorry.
I don't want Lizzie in a draught. What were you trying to ring me for?
It doesn't matter now.
No, go on.
All right. I wanted to know who was ringing the bell.
I thought you were supposed to be resting.
She is, but the slightest noise...
Nigel, I'm only trying to keep in touch with what's going on.
Look, Beverly said you rang her a dozen times yesterday afternoon.
That's an exaggeration.
Leave our temporary manager to get on with her job, Lizzie. After all, I'm only acting in your interest. And Eni and Meenie's, of course.
Oh, how are the twins?
We're trying not to call them that.
It's important to think of them as individuals.
So we're trying not to use the T word.
Oh. Well, am I allowed to call them Eni and Meenie?
Until we come up with something better. Do you want some coffee?
Well, if I'm not keeping you...
I'll make it, then I've got to get on. But I know Lizzie will enjoy your company.
Like manna from heaven.
Something tells me you're a bit bored.
Oh. Debbie, can I ask you to promise me one thing?
What's that?
Nigel.
Don't, under any circumstance, give her a lift to the art gallery.
I'm not even going to be allowed to go to the bonfire tonight.
Oh.
Well, go and watch Rockets from upstairs. So if that's a promise, Debbie, I'll go and put the kettle on.
How are things? The gorgeous Simon still totally gorgeous?
Of course.
I'm glad to hear it.
Going home to him is like going back to an ocean of calm. All Dad can do is sound off about Tommy.
Nigel and I wondered what he'd think of the verdict.
Yeah, not much. There's been some pretty choice language about it. And it doesn't help that Kate's so delighted Tommy got off.
Mum said she was back.
She says it proves the case for direct action.
What do you think?
Well, I'm not saying I think he should have been banged up for the rest of his natural life.
Dad was very surprised at the verdict.
But damage is damage, and that point seems to have been completely overlooked. I think he should have at least got a fine. I mean, everyone seems to have forgotten that Dad and I are farmers who are trying to earn a living.
Oh, just look at this wonderful fire. The guy's a bit disappointing this year, though.
I'm afraid it was a last-minute substitute.
For what?
Brian was convinced he was going to be burnt in effigy.
Oh, don't be silly. The thing is, Christopher Carter was making the guy.
Well, has told me he'd been banned from coming tonight.
Why is that, then?
But you know, darling, the fuss about the Grundy's turkeys.
When Susan wouldn't let him come to the bonfire, he refused to make the guy. So Cathy's had to make one out of some of the clothes that are too big for Sid.
Why is it always the men who can lose weight?
Should have guessed he'd be down here lapping up the congratulations.
Well, it is a public occasion. Tommy's got as much right to be here as we have.
Look, that Marjorie Antrim was kissing him.
Oh, she was one of his character witnesses.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Brian, where are you going?
To look for Alice.
Oh, dear.
One of the reasons I persuaded Brian to come down was to try and patch things up.
I had a word with Tony about that this morning.
Peggy, there you are.
Jill, you are well wrapped up.
I've got my gloves. These are shoelaces I'm wearing. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh?
You've agreed to help with the panto, haven't you?
Well, have you, Mum?
Linda did rather twist my arm.
She told me you were doing front of house.
She was going on and on about how well I coped last year with the flood, and in the end I said yes to shut her up.
I wish you hadn't, because now she's chasing me to be in charge of the costume team.
Well, you like sewing?
I do when I can do it in my own time, but... with the children and David and Ruth, and Elizabeth going into hospital to have the babies 2 weeks before Christmas. Well, any help I can give will be very limited. Tony, Tommy, how nice to see you.
Hi, Auntie Jill.
Is Pat here?
Yeah,
talking to Janet.
Evening, Tony.
Evening, Jennifer.
Will you excuse me? I think I'll go and find Brian and Alice.
Oh, Tommy, did you manage to get in touch with Howard Friend?
Neil was telling me you'd asked him to expand the weenus.
But when I saw Tommy this morning, there was a bit of a problem.
Oh, dear.
The answer is, I didn't manage to get hold of Howard Friend.
He's away.
Or the general manager, the one who wrote the letter. He's been in a meeting all day.
You think it was an excuse?
I know it was. Look, Grant, till I find out more, I'd rather not talk about it.
Sid's bringing out the first lot of potatoes and sausages.
I think I'll go and get one.
Well, you're going to have to queue for it.
Anybody else?
Oh, not for me. Jill?
I'll wait.
Get some for me, please.
Plenty of tomato ketchup.
Well, not too much.
There'll be bog standard cash and carry sausages. You'll need something to give them some flavour.
The manager hasn't really been avoiding him all day.
Every time I've seen Tommy, he's had the mobile clapped to his ear.
Why on earth should they change their minds?
I think it's something to do with all the publicity about the trial.
There's certainly been a lot of it.
But he was found not guilty.
1 minute Howard Friend wants his sausages, the next minute he doesn't. Can you come up with any other explanation?
It's an organic shop. Surely they'd be on Tommy's side.
I thought all publicity was supposed to be good publicity.
I don't think so in this case.
It has been all over the Borchester Echo.
Not to mention Radio Borsetshire.
Pat and I think they don't want to be seen to condone direct action against GMs.
I suppose that makes sense.
They're all for organic when it means good profit margins, but not when it's a case of stand up and be counted.
Tommy's waving to you.
I could be proved wrong, but I doubt it.
I suppose there were always going to be repercussions.
I thought once the trial was over, everything would settle down.
You saw the way Tony behaved to Jennifer just now. And Brian went off the minute he saw them. Here am I, left playing piggy in the middle. And I don't like it one little bit.
There goes one.
Oh, I missed it.
I thought you wanted to come up here and watch the fireworks.
I did.
Shame we can't see the rockets from the Ambridge bonfire. Look, there's one over towards Lockley Barrett. How very disappointing. All fizz and no bang. Hey, Lizzie, is something the matter?
Why?
Not moping because I wouldn't take you over to Ambridge.
Of course not. I was thinking.
Trying to imagine what it'll be like in here when Eni and Meenie arrive.
I think we should put the cots side by side.
Well, then they can wake up and look at each other first thing in the morning.
But if it doesn't work, we can always move things round. I was thinking of getting a mobile for them to watch. But Shula said they were the sort of thing everybody would give me after the babies were born.
That's what I call a rocket.
Wonderful.
Hey, look, I think we should get some fireworks for the Millennium.
Well, it costs a fortune for a really good display.
I know, but it would be worth it. We could get Titcomb to set them off on the lawn.
Titcomb's already told me that under no circumstance is he going to work over the Millennium.
Well, then I'll let them off, and we'll invite lots of people to come up here and watch them.
There's one snag.
We'll have Eni and Meenie by then.
Definitely. The week of December 13th. They'll be 2 weeks old.
We're hardly even going to notice the Millennium, are we? Well, maybe we could have fireworks for their christening.
That sounds like a much better idea.
We'll need to make sure they aren't too loud. We don't want them waking up.
Nash, it's all very well looking forward to the christening, but you realise we're going to have to decide on some names.
Mummy thinks that we should stick to family ones.
Gerald and Nigel.
They could be second names.
And if they're girls?
Do you know, Lizzie, I've hardly got an idea in my head. I just think of the ones I don't like instead of the ones I do.
I want names that are nice and simple.
Janet and Dawn.
Perhaps a bit more original than that.
Shall I pop downstairs and get the book of names?
Why not? I can't think of a better place to discuss them than the nursery.
Mum, I want to patch things up as much as you, but, well, Tony obviously didn't want to talk to me.
Perhaps if you've got a chance to see him on his own.
You and I both know there's no point in approaching Tony directly. Well, I was wondering about some sort of family occasion, like your birthday.
Oh, Jennifer, that's a lovely idea. I'll have a chat to Jack about it.
Oh, good. You never know, it might work.
Here, darling, eat it while it's hot.
Oh, thanks.
Alice is having hers with Emma Carter.
Oh, that's good.
Interestingly, Susan feels exactly the same way as I do about the verdict.
Yes, she made that very clear when I was in the shop this morning.
Where on earth did Sid get these sausages?
I don't know.
Did I tell you Tommy's had very bad news from the manager of the superstore?
Peggy, this is an attempt to get me to feel sorry for Tommy. Save your breath to cool your porridge.
Right.
Really don't think sympathy is in order.
It's all over now.
Well, not necessarily. What happens if I plant another lot?
Brian, you wouldn't.
Sam.
If Beagle Tech asked me, I'd be happy to run another lot of trials. After all, I'd only be standing up for what I believe in.
There's Kate and Phoebe. I was going to have a word. I haven't seen them since they got back.
Darling, you weren't very tactful.
Why should I be? Your mother knows exactly how I feel.
She's working very hard to try and patch things up a bit. And so am I. Tony is my brother, after all.
I wouldn't bother, Jenny. I wouldn't bother.
And we'll be returning to Ambridge this evening at 7 o'clock. The Archers was written by Louise Page and Graham Harvey, and the Agricultural Story Editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.